The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. We're going to go right into old-time radio. This week's program, Mr. District Attorney, The Unknown Source, originally aired July 14th, 1948.
Mr. District Attorney, champion of the people, defender of truth, guardian of our fundamental rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it shall be my duty as district attorney not only to prosecute to the limit of the law all persons accused of crimes perpetrated within this county, but to defend with equal vigor the rights and privileges of all its citizens. Tonight's case of the unknown source is particularly vital, ladies and gentlemen, because it concerns a lawyer, or at least a man who was once entitled to practice law. Here, indeed, is an infuriating and sorry spectacle. A criminal whose mind was keen enough to attain the privilege of the bar, but warped to the point of degrading himself and his profession. We begin in the lobby of the Revere House, an inexpensive hotel catering to young career girls here in our city.
Honey!
What?
Honey Bartlett, wait up! I just saw you get out of the elevator. Gee, have I got news.
It's you. Look, I...
Don't you remember, honey? We were talking last night in the soda fountain downstairs. I'm Alice Stratton.
Oh, well, sure, I remember, kid. I'm just in a hurry, that's all.
Oh.
That gentleman sitting over there is waiting for me.
Oh, you got a date, huh? Gee, lucky you.
Huh? Oh, well, yeah, you could say that, I guess. Well, I'll see you around, Alice.
Oh, but I haven't told you. Remember I said I worked in the district attorney's office? Oh, you remember, honey? I told you when I came from Sheboygan I got a job typing there.
Yeah, well, that's just great, kid, but really, I've got to go.
Oh, well, this won't take a minute, honey. Well, anyway, guess what?
Yeah, what?
Miss Miller, that's the district attorney's private secretary, she's gone on a vacation. And what do you think? I'm going to substitute for her. Isn't it thrilling? I'm going to be the district attorney's secretary.
Wait a minute. You're what?
Can you imagine? I've never even seen him. And I'm going to be right there in his own private office while Miss Miller's on vacation.
The DA himself?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. I start tomorrow morning. Miss Miller came down to the bullpen where all the typists work and chose me herself.
Mm-hmm, I see.
What's the matter? You don't seem excited about it, honey. Gee, a wonderful break like that and everything. I'm just so thrilled.
You've never seen the DA, hmm? And he's never seen you?
He will tomorrow. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, come on, Alice. Come on with me.
Well, come where, honey? I don't understand.
Oh, it's just an idea. Jimmy.
Good evening, honey.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Jimmy, this is a girlfriend of mine here in the hotel. This is Alice,
Alice Stratton.
Alice Stratton. Meet Jimmy.
I'm very pleased to meet you.
Yes, thank you. Now then, honey, shall we be going?
I just wanted you to hear Miss Stratton's good news, Jimmy. Starting tomorrow morning, she's going to be private secretary to the district attorney.
What?
I'm so thrilled. His regular private secretary is on vacation, and I'm going to substitute for her.
Are you really?
Uh-huh. I knew you'd be interested, Jimmy. The DA has never seen Alice, and she's never seen him.
You don't say.
I just had to tell honey about it. Honestly, I'm so excited. Why, it might lead to just anything.
You looking for something, Chief?
Yes, Harrington. Have you any idea where Miss Miller keeps my sunglasses?
Your sunglasses, Chief?
Yes, usually puts them right here on my desk.
Don't ask me. Ain't they sending up some girl from the bullpen?
To take Miss Miller's place while she's away.
Yeah.
Yes, I think she did say something about it. She said she was coaching the girl during lunch hour.
Yeah, Miss Stratton or something, wasn't it?
Something like that, I believe. Yes?
Excuse me, may I come in?
Well, yes, of course. What is it?
You're the district attorney.
Yes, I am. Is there something you wanted?
And you'd be Mr. Harrington.
Oh, I've heard about you.
Oh, you have?
I certainly have. I'm Alice Stratton.
Yeah, who?
From the bullpen. I wouldn't have been late my first morning, Mr. District Attorney, but honestly, this office is so upside down.
I see. you're at work up here while Miss Miller's on vacation?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Although, really, I don't see how Miss Miller got anything accomplished at all. Mm. Why, the files. Now, honestly...
Miss Miller does okay.
Oh, I'm sure she does, Mr. Harrington, in her way.
Huh?
Was there anything you wanted, Mr. District Attorney?
Why, yes, yes. If you'll take notes, please. Mm-hmm. I want to discuss the Nick Venice trial with Mr. Harrington.
Nick Venice?
Yeah, there's a folder on him over on that table, Mr. Stratton.
Oh, thank you. You are nice.
I am?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Let me see. Where were we?
Pretty boy Venice, Chief.
Oh,
you're going to trial on him this week.
Yes, I hope to. I've got just about all I need.
Well, it ought to be first degree, Chief. He sure put the B on that girlfriend of his.
I found the folder.
Oh, yes, thank you, Miss Stratton. And now, if you'll just take notes as we talk, please.
Yes, sir, I will.
Yeah, who's defending him, Chief?
Venice? Jimmy Appleton. He got Nick out on bail on a technicality.
You mean this Appleton ain't disbarred yet?
There's always hope. And as for Venice, I think we'll have clear sailing.
Well, I'll be glad to check him off my list, Chief. He gives me the creeps.
Yes, he ought to. Why, the material I've collected on him is absolutely astounding. The fellow's ignorant, rude, arrogant, definitely below normal and intelligent.
You're telling me. I was downstairs the night they booked him, Chief. Why, that guy even wears perfume.
Yes, I know. That's part of the picture. Big, uncouth, ignorant killer, dressed in a loud suit, a $50 necktie, and reeking of cheap violet perfume.
This is going to be some trial.
Well, let's not underestimate it, however, Harrington. Oh, Jimmy Appleton's a tricky defender.
And that's a mild word for it.
Appleton, is that?
That's right. You'll find the name in the folder.
Oh, thank you.
But I promise you this, Harrington. Appleton can pull all the tricks he knows in that courtroom, and I'm still going to nail Nick Venice cold.
Put the food on that table, Nick. No, no, no. That table over by the girl.
I know, Jimmy. Here, huh?
That's right. Now untie her, will you?
Listen, what am I around here?
You're my client, Nick, remember? In my hands, in that courtroom tomorrow, lies the answer to whether you live or die.
You're getting paid for it, Shyster.
You amuse me, Nick. Untie Miss Stratton, please.
I am.
Excellent. Now the gag from her mouth, if you please.
Hold still, baby.
Get away from me.
I'm just untying you, baby. Hey. You're okay, you know? Ain't you, Jimmy? Okay.
Get away from me.
Oh, calm now, Alice. I should think after 24 hours you'd be calmed down. There's food on that table.
I demand to know the meaning of this. You can't keep me here like a prisoner.
Oh, yes, you can, baby. Hey, you like violet perfume? Smell.
Don't touch me.
That will do, Nick. We leave Alice alone in here to enjoy her dinner.
You can't do this, I tell you. Let me out of here.
In due time, Alice. Until then, do try to relax, won't you? Come, Nick, this way.
She's okay, you know. Plenty smooth.
Come back here. I demand that you...
fussing about now.
Oh, honey, my dear, I didn't realize you'd come home.
Hiya, honey.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, your girlfriend, she's okay.
How is she, Jimmy?
Alice? Confused, I'd say. I hardly think she realizes what we've done.
Neither does the DA.
Oh?
It's a tough racket being a secretary again. I've been at it since 9 o'clock this morning.
He assumes you're Alice Stratton, of course.
He does.
Good. Now then, about our client here.
Me?
You needn't bother trying to follow this, Nick. Rest assured, I have your interests at heart.
A chick in there, you know, she's...
all... Later, Nick. Well, honey?
You've worked on Nick's case all day.
With you?
Sure, with me. There's the envelope.
It contains what I want?
Yeah, the works. His brief, copies of his notes, copies of his plan for trial, description of all his evidence, everything. And I made an extra copy of everything I typed for him.
Splendid, honey, splendid.
I've been a busy girl, Jimmy. Do I get a reward?
My dear child.
Can I go in and talk to her, Jimmy?
No.
Maybe she's lonesome.
I said no, Nick. As for your question, honey, the answer is yes. keep on being Alice Stratton, my love, and you'll get everything your heart desires.
Mm-hmm.
should be surprised, Mr. Harrington. Yeah. Why, I've saved every clipping about you from the newspapers.
You have, Miss Stratton?
Mm-hmm. I certainly have. Oh, you'll laugh, but I've even got a picture of you pasted on my dresser at my hotel.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
A picture of me.
Well, I told you you'd laugh. Incidentally, my name's Alice.
Yeah. Well,
Oh, you're here, Harrington.
Yeah.
Good.
You had some calls, Mr. District Attorney.
Yeah, how'd it go, Chief?
In just a minute, Harrington. Oh, Miss Stratton.
Yes, sir?
Will you tell whoever's waiting I'll be delayed, please? I want to talk to Mr. Harrington.
You'll be delayed.
That's
yes,
right.
Sir. I'll tell them right away.
Hey. You look worried, Chief. Nothing went wrong over at that courthouse, did it?
Harrington, I simply can't understand it. I had to ask the court to recess until tomorrow morning.
Under Nick Venner's trial?
Yes.
Why, I thought that was all set up, Chief.
Yes, it was. And that's just the point. But so help me, Jimmy Appleton was prepared for every move I made.
What?
I tell you, it was uncanny. Almost as if the man had read my mind. Why, he even knew I intended to put the cab driver on the stand first.
What? Oh, Chief, he couldn't have. Why, he only decided that yesterday.
Well, he knew it. Yes, and he had prepared notes on his objections. I tell you, Harrington, it was beyond understanding.
Hey, you got a delay, you said, huh?
Well, just until tomorrow morning. But I don't get it, Harrington. No, I just don't understand it at all.
And was he burned up, Jimmy? His face was a sight.
Oh, that's delightful, honey. Then how did he spend the afternoon?
Oh, he made a whole new set of plans for when court opens in the morning.
You have a copy?
Yes, I put it on your desk.
Wonderful. Simply wonderful.
Oh, and this Harrington character. He was telling the DA about some raid he's going to pull tonight.
Oh?
Yeah. He's going to knock over the Green Hat Club at 9 o'clock.
That's interesting. Remind me to call Lou Woodruff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost sure I can sell him that information.
Hi, honey. Hi, Scheitzer.
Well, if it isn't our boy. Hi, Nick.
Thought I told you to stay off the street, Nick. Been gone an hour.
I was getting the papers. Hey, my picture's all over.
I've seen the papers. Now, will you leave us alone, please? Honey and I want to work. Not in there.
I was just going to see if she's thirsty or something.
Oh, Jimmy, how's the kid, by the way?
Somewhat difficult, I'm afraid.
Oh?
Can I, Jimmy? I won't bother her, nothing.
What? Oh, yes. Go on, go on.
She's some dish, you know. Got a red dress, too. I like red.
Now then, honey, I think first we'll go over the eminent district attorney's plan for tomorrow.
Hey. Hey, little girl, you asleep or something?
What do you want?
No need to get on your high horse, sister. Just came in to talk to you.
What do you want? What in the world is happening to me?
Come on, come on. Sit down and be comfortable.
Please.
Sit down, why don't you? Hey. Hey, you like perfume? Smell.
Your name is Nick, isn't it?
You mean you ain't never heard of me? I'm Nick Venice.
Oh, listen, Nick, you can help me. Please help me, Nick. I'm scared.
Ah, that's no way to be. Little girl like you. You're okay, you know, kid?
You will help me. You'll tell me what they're going to do to me.
You got nice arms, kid. You're nice and tan.
Oh, please.
I'll move away. I said don't pull away from me like that.
You're hurting my wrist.
Go on, go on, pull.
Oh.
I could break your wrist just by squeezing my fingers together.
I said, help! Help!
Hey, shut up. You want to get Jimmy Thorpe? You lousy little cat. Shut up.
I won't shut up. I won't. Help!
Why, you...
No, you leave me alone.
Why, you stinker. Slap me in the kitchen. Will you come back here?
Get out of here. Get out.
Nobody slaps Nicky Venice, little girl, but nobody. Come here.
I didn't mean it. Oh, please. Please, won't you leave me alone?
You rotten little tramp. You ain't going to hit nobody again. Dumb dame, smack me, will you?
What in the world's going on in here? Nick! Honey, come in here.
Listen, Jimmy, this crazy mix.
Be quiet.
Honey!
What's the matter, Jimmy? Did you want... What's the idea? What happened to her?
I've been trying to tell you. Gus got mad or something, Jimmy. Will it be okay?
Okay. You blundering boob, this girl is dead.
Alice Stratton, innocent victim in a monstrous plot, dead. We'll hear what happens next in this unusual case in just a moment.